One goal of the United Nations Climate Summit in Dubai is stronger commitments to reduce leaks of methane, a greenhouse gas more potent than carbon dioxide. Charlotte-based Piedmont Natural Gas is expanding a cutting-edge program to eliminate leaks and 35,000 miles worth of walking. WFAE's David Borax has more.
I'm at Piedmont's training center in West Charlotte, where they've got a collection of tiny houses and buildings with different kinds of gas meters and hookups. Technician Lander Manis uses a handheld detector to look for a leak around a standard residential gas meter.
So everything's good, as you can see so far. See how it shot up? Mm-hmm. This is getting readings of natural gas. When they do a complete investigation, we come out here and make the necessary repairs to ensure that there is going to be, you know, no other leak.
Residential leaks are usually reported quickly, but distant leaks along pipelines or near factories can go undetected. That's changing as the company tests a new system using satellites to find and calculate the size of leaks, says Piedmont President Sasha Weintraub.
We have a goal within Duke Energy for the natural gas business to be net zero Scope 1 emissions, meaning leaks to be eliminated off of our pipe system by 2030, because we believe it's the right thing.
Piedmont has 35,000 miles of pipelines over five states. Federal rules require gas companies to physically walk their pipelines every 3 to 5 years to find and repair leaks. Using color-coded satellite images and AI-assisted analysis can improve and speed repairs, says Weintraub.
This technology will be able to allow us to eliminate the walking and get us to that net zero.
He says the system so far has reduced measurable methane leaks by 85% at Piedmont's own facilities. And this summer, they got $1 million from the U.S. Department of Energy to expand monitoring to natural gas suppliers and customers. Piedmont's goal is a system that can be adopted nationwide. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in West Charlotte.